For more news, sport and weather, be watching NBN News tonight at 6.
I say to all the doubters, dude, we are going to energise the country.
Well, I've patted it a few times out the front of council offices. It's a good pig. It's a good-looking pig.
I'm working out how you make two ends meet.
He's pale-skinned. Where's the tissues? My God.
Now, here is Dave Dolan with his take on the week that was.
Well, it's an animal special today. It's all about wildlife doing wild and wacky things this week. We begin on the Gold Coast and a story about a sneaky snake. Of course, the Gold Coast, well known for its slippery characters. Well, last week, a carpet python turned up at a home at Benogan. A snake catcher called Tony was called and he removed the snake. It had a distinctive burn mark on his neck and was given the name Mr. Burns. He took this python, Mr. Burns, 10 kilometres away, nearly a 20-minute drive, put it back into the bush. Be gone, Mr. Burns. Well, this week, snake catcher Tony was called back to the same property at Benogan. That in itself, a coincidence. Yet another snake had turned up, Tenure and Steve, and you won't believe it, it was Mr. Burns. He'd slithered all the way back to the same home, several kilometres from where he was left, to terrify the same residents yet again. Snake catcher Tony has seen a lot in his snake catching life, but he couldn't believe it.
That's really hard to fathom. That's a lot of roads, a lot of dogs, a lot of cars, a lot of humans, a lot of adventure that snake has been through this week.
This snake is on a mission to mess with this family. So what's happened now to the carpet python, Mr. Burns?
So this time, Tony wasn't taking any chances, driving the stubborn snake 40 kilometres northwest.
Aww. What are the chances of him coming back a second time?
He won't make it. If he tries, he won't make it.
That's what you think, Tony. You're getting another call. But let's continue our...
Did he?
No, he didn't. Oh. I don't know. He might come next week, Tony.
He caught the bus.
Watch this space.
Watch this space, yes. Now let's continue our wildlife safari and head to the US, where a woman had an unfortunate incident this week with a bison. Kaylee was hiking in a park in Utah with a guy on their first date when this giant bison, which is like a massive bull buffalo-like creature, charged towards her, goring her leg, flipping her up in the air and leaving her with a broken ankle. Sounds terrible, I know, but Kaylee's okay. She'll live. Now, here's where the story gets interesting. The bloke Kaylee was on a date with, a guy called Kyler, yes, Kaylee and Kyler. Kyler was also gored by a bison and nearly died at the same park 3 months ago.
I thought my incident was a freak accident, that we'd be fine going back out there.
No, mate, take a hint. So, just so you understand what's happened here, Kyler almost gets killed by a bison. He meets this girl, Kaylee, and for their first date of all the places to go in Utah, he takes her back to the same park where he got gored. And she too gets gored by a bison real smooth, right? That's what we call tempting fate. I reckon the bison's gone, you again. I mean, what was this guy thinking? Is there nowhere else in Utah to go on a date? Although, I gotta say, with names like Kyler and Kaylee, they had it coming. And our final animal encounter this week is just down the road on the south coast, where a family had a run-in with a kangaroo. They'd gone on holidays there. They were staying at a campground cabin when this kangaroo hopped inside their cabin and tried to take a jar of Vegemite.
She had no worries at all. We were having our tea and toast outside. She came up on the deck and just came on in.
The Roo then got stuck into a leftover packet of Smith's salt and vinegar chips. Now, is this not the most Aussie true blue dinky die thing to have ever happened, Steve? It is. Now, Skippy, a jar of Vegemite and half-eaten pack of salt and vinegar chips. I believe the Roo then knocked the top of a frothy and listened to them chisel. So, it's a cute story. But what makes this yarn really amusing is that this family happened to have a German exchange student staying with them at the time. And as you can imagine, German exchange student Melcher had his mind blown.
This is absolutely amazing. I saw a kangaroo only two or three times before, and last weekend I woke up and there was a kangaroo in my room.
Quite the story for Melcher to take back to Dusseldorf. And that's my look back at the week that was.
Thank you, Dave.
No one will believe you. No.
On you, Dave. There's Dave's weekly news wrap. Thanks to NBN News for more news, sport and weather. I'll be watching NBN News tonight at 6 o'clock.